Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. It's GCNLive.com on their website, and we're streaming over there as well. And don't forget, we also broadcast on selected Salem Media Group stations in some of the biggest markets in America. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And we're broadcasting on some brand new stations across the country, and we'll tell you all about that here in a minute. But some of the leading independent stations out there, and we're so happy to be able to do that. And by the way, we also broadcast around the world via the Internet because the streaming goes everywhere and anywhere. And if you've got a computer or a cell phone, you can hear us wherever you're at. Now, we also broadcast on the Westwood One satellite, and the radio stations know all about that. So, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the third watch, all the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers getting the job done. And how about our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, and all the petroleum-related products so we can get going, too. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, a.k.a. X, it's now known as X, at Captain's America, and our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and find out all the different things that we got going on, including links to the websites for Mr. Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and she's on Facebook as the Denise Simon Experience. You're going to experience her right here, right now, in the Captain's America Third Watch. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Yay, yippee-yo, Kyle Patty. 80 degrees, clear sky, and Lee is out there. Oh. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Yep.
Okay. Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag
of
the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, price of gasoline's gone up. You told me you're paying a fortune, and it's not going to help any with what took place in Alaska. Take it away.
Yes. Well, thank you, Captain. Yes. Well, here in California, I just paid like $5.49 a gallon, and that's on the high side right now, at least in my area. I've seen it as low as $5.30 or $5.29, but Denise, what the Captain's talking about in Alaska, it looks like the Biden administration just all of a sudden started axing the Alaska oil and gas leases that are actually in the state lawmakers are in favor of, and so are the Native American people there.
Yeah, they're in favor of the leases.
Right.
And so this came from approved by the Biden administration, but it came from the Department of the Interior. And this is 7 of 10 year leases. So, and you know, this administration virtually doesn't care. You know, in Alaska, because it's such a natural resource, oil and gas there support Alaskans, and especially hard-hit communities like Native Alaskans. So it appears that there's going to be a lawsuit to sue the Department of the Interior. So the secretary, Little Miss Deb Haaland, she's the one whose signature is on this with the approval of the White House. In this lawsuit, she's going to have to testify. But the only reason that they're giving is because they have to, you know, still continue to address climate change, and that it's warming the Atlantic twice as fast as the rest of the planet, blah, 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 blah. So the other thing it's really going to do is it's going to hurt future investment. You know, any oil and gas exploration isn't going to happen because of this administration. So these were leases, by the way, were awarded in the last day or so of the Trump administration. So it's reprehensible. This whole climate change thing has become an absolute religion with this Biden administration, and a bad religion at that.
Well, in so many ways, it becomes a control system, doesn't it? Because that way they can say, well, you can have this, but you can't have that. And then you have literally the sort of high priesthood of the climate change people that continue to say, here's what you can do and what you can't do.
You know, with these hurricanes, I thought to myself, you know, if they want to control the climate, how about, you know, and you think you have that kind of power? Then why don't you control these hurricanes and these tornadoes and these floods and these fires? You know, why don't you make them go away? So if you can control the weather and you want to manage climate, then make all these weather disasters manageable. How about that?
All right, hold on. We're going to break. And caller, you hang on. We'll be right back to you when we get back here. Our caller. And folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch on a Thursday morning. Yep, that's right, Thursday morning. A little three-minute break coming up. We'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
Stay tuned. There's more coming up right after this short break on the Captain's America Third Watch. And call us at 1-877-969-8600.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch for a Thursday morning. My conversation with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. This portion of the program brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Go to their website, geico.com, to find out more and to get a personal quote on the vehicle that you're driving and find out how much money they can save for you. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello.
Good morning.
And we have a caller on the line, and here we go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mel, Saratoga Springs, New York.
All right. What's up, sir?
Yeah, on the last subject we were talking about, and Denise was speaking of, this climate control, climate change, and all these climate criminals here. You know, Bill Gates, you know, he's buying up, I don't know how many millions and millions of acreage and wants to now burn down trees.
Mm-hmm.
His plan is to reduce the world's population. Well, Bill, why don't you start with yourself? You know, that won't happen. But, you know, with these people in Alaska, I mean, not wanting to drill for oil, you know, what the economy up there is standard for them is just that. But they just want to, they want to get rid of those who they consider to be useless leaders, you know, and I would assume that we all, if we're not billionaires or in that club, you know, we're all considered that. But you know, these guys, I would just like to get my hands around their necks, because it they have no right. I mean, nobody elected them. They're, you know, who did, you know, just because you got this, yeah, you have money, you have that, doesn't, you know, I got a raise. I must look out for my family and look out for the common man. But these people they're not American. They're anti-American. They should be hauled into jail, drug out of their houses,
yeah,
thrown in jail, okay, prosecuted, and hung from the highest tree in the land.
All right, we can only...
I'm in Saratoga Springs, Bill.
We can only hope, sir. We can only hope, sir. Okay, I got another caller. I'm going to have to let you go, but thanks for the call. Thanks for the comment. Okay, now we got one more caller. Let me clear the lines here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, it's James in Clearwater.
Yes, sir.
I got a question for Denise as much as anybody. Not too long ago, there was a real dust-up in China between China and Japan, and China had moved 130,000 troops towards the East Coast, and there was a lot of street demonstrations and stuff against Japan. Has anything further developed of that, or is that just a dry run for an invasion of Taiwan?
All right. Thanks, James. Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Yeah, thanks for observing that. I believe that what is happening here is that China is doing very much what the United States used to do, and that is war planning and war gaming. We had a division at the Pentagon that did the very same thing. In fact, I was friends with a Marine that was part of all of that years ago at the Pentagon. And he and I, early in the Obama administration, used to discuss those kinds of things. My sense is I probably ought to reach out to him again and see what he necessarily has to say today. But we do have a lot of retired colonels and whatnot, those that do the hard work. And, you know, they're all very, very concerned of what is happening here, too. And, you know, we have this one China policy, and I don't know who really ever came up with that. But Biden says that, you know, they're going to defend Taiwan. I don't know how we can do it. I mean, we need a commander-in-chief that could necessarily do that, and I don't think we have a commander-in-chief. I'm not sure I know what we have. I think, you know, Susan Rice is pulling all of those strings in this White House, and remember during the Obama administration, they would bypass the Pentagon completely, and under Susan Rice, they went directly to the field commanders and told them what to do and not to do in prosecuting war. So I know that really doesn't answer the question. So, but on the other hand, you know, we test an unarmed ICBM this week.
Yeah.
To necessarily deal with what could happen with Taiwan. So it looks like we're doing something, but for us to be doing this test and then announcing it, to me, is ridiculous, too. Why are we telling anybody what we're doing? Not that the Chinese don't already know or the Russians don't already know, but there's some things that should not be made public. And then back to this oil thing. You know, we have an administration that's on a full-blown, all-out assault on an entire industry. But nobody is measuring the layered consequences on destroying an industry. I guess we're supposed to, you know, continue just to get our oil and gas from Venezuela, sending our dollars offshore.
Probably won't be Russia or Saudi Arabia since they've cut back some more.
Well, we're buying the dirty stuff from Venezuela.
Mm-hmm. How about Mexico? Do we buy anything from Mexico anymore?
Some.
Okay, because their oil's pretty dirty, too.
Well.
All right, Kyle?
Sending our money offshore.
Right, Kyle?
Well, Denise, I wanted to get your take, and we want to get your take this morning on what this judge is now saying about the little floating barriers in the Rio Grande, and judge is siding with the Biden administration. I mean, obviously, they're going to keep fighting this. Where do you think this ends up, and what do you think the ultimate decision will be?
You know, We're in a situation here where these judges are just as much activists as lobby groups out of Washington, D.C. You know, if you look at these judges on whatever kind of cases, when it has to do with education, when it has to do with immigration, when, you know, all these other kinds of things that these judges render these decisions on these cases that come before their courts, we have a judge problem, and I don't think that we are nearly as prepared in arguing these cases that we need to be. And I'd like to ask a single one of these judges a single question, that is, will you remove your sovereign immunity so you yourself can be sued for the consequences of your decisions, and see what these judges have to say? But we're in a bad place, and when it comes to immigration, Texas has every reason to protect their border. It may be an international border, but it's also a Texas border. And now that decision to remove those buoys is being appealed, and rightly so. So I don't know if they have to be removed in the meantime or they can stay until the appeals process happens. But it's just shameful where we are. Shameful.
Do you think the Supreme Court will ultimately weigh in? Because what you bring up is a very important distinction, international versus state border, and does the federal government have ultimate say on what happens at the international border? So, there's not a gray area, but there's confusion there. Do you think the Supreme Court will have to settle it?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, states have rights. And states have constitutions. We have something called separate but equal when it comes to states. But we have an administration that into itself is lawless, and I've said this many times, that they are ignoring court orders. They're ignoring the court decision on student loans. They're ignoring the court's decision on abortion. I mean, we have a lawless administration.
Here comes the music. That means I've got to let you go, and we will talk tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, and stay cool up there in the mountaintop.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience over there on Facebook. Go check it out. Kyle Warren and I will be right back with our military and veterans news. Don't go anywhere. More coming your way.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The Senate Minority Leader says he has no plans to step down.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is dismissing retirement rumors, committing to complete his term despite recent health concerns.
I'm going to finish my term as leader, and I'm going to finish my Senate term.
He did receive clearance from the Capitol physician stemming from a March injury. I'm John Schaefer.
The Secretary of the Navy's blaming Alabama Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville for aiding and abetting rival regimes around the world.
There's someone
someone who's born in a communist country, I would have never imagined that actually one of our own senators would actually be aiding and abetting communist and other autocratic regimes around the world.
Navy Secretary Carlos Del Toro speaking on Fox News. Senator Tuberville has refused to support any military promotions or U.S. Defense Department nominees until the Pentagon acts as its policy supporting abortion for service members. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, the United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition. Our military and veterans news brought to you by the Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is simply cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org. cv4a.org. And Jimmy T. Smith, the Florida director, state director, will be on the line here in about another hour with us. Now, I will tell you that if you want to get involved and help in veterans issues, they are always looking for volunteers, and you can find out more about them by going over to their website, cv4a.org. That's cv4a.org to find out more about them. They are all brand new, regrouped, retooled, reset. They've made some major changes over there, and I think you're going to like what you see and like what you hear. Concerned Veterans for America. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, there's a couple of things going on here that I need to mention. And the one thing that's still eating at me is what President Biden did yesterday, leaving that veteran, Vietnam veteran, the helicopter pilot, Captain Larry Taylor, just standing there with literally his thumb up as you know what, looking to see what was going to happen next, because nobody expected Biden to do what he did, and they didn't know what to do next because there's certain protocols you go by. you lay out ceremonies. For example, I'm going to be participating in one on Monday. I already know what the protocols are, and I know what's expected. So, therefore, I will be doing exactly what it says when I go down to the Sarasota National Cemetery, which is, of course, a national event put forth by the University of South Florida and other different military and fire department organizations and whatnot to honor Patriot Day there at the cemetery. And, of course, what do you say to something like that? I mean, I appreciate what Denise had to say, although she didn't quite understand the point thoroughly. Joe Biden just all of a sudden, for some strange reason, walked off the stage, said, that's it, I'm done. I mean, my God, there's talk about an embarrassment.
Well, you know, Captain, and by the way, no, I share your outrage about the whole thing. You know, if you put it in this context, what if it was like a baptism, right? And grandfather is up there at the baptism, and he's older, and he's exhibiting the same things that Joe Biden does. And what if grandfather sort of walked away during the baptism? You'd say, well, wait, this is a breach of protocol. It's not over yet. You know, don't run away yet.
You would have yelled at him.
Well, exactly. Or somebody might have gone up there and gently said, no, Grandpa, you got to come back. It's not over yet. And it would be hopefully taken care of. But in this case, this guy's the president of the United States. And if he wanders off, hardly anybody can say to him, sir, turn around and come back. You know, he's just going to go where he's going to go. And I think he probably shocked people and they didn't realize, okay, how do we deal with this?
Well, there was a woman that was sitting in a chair that he walked by, and she made a comment to somebody to the effect, I didn't know whether I should stop him or not.
Oh, wow. Well, again, see, that's the thing. It's like this is out of the blue. You know, no president has ever turned and walked away in this manner before. So, yeah, nobody thought, okay, well, this is what you do. And nobody knows what Joe Biden's going to say. Or, well, he could have turned around and said anything to somebody if they would have called him on it.
Yeah, what a mess. Okay, and then secondly, something I wanted to get out there. The White House has warned North Korea. I don't know how they warned them, but the White House has warned North Korea about the Russian arms deal, and they are fixing to sell Russia ammunition as well as arms for their efforts ongoing war in Ukraine, which is something, I guess, that they're not supposed to be doing or whatever the situation might happen to be. I don't know how that is actually worded or worked out, but what do you think?
Well, right. They said that there were going to be, you know, these consequences to all that. And what that's really going to entail, you know, it's not going to be some kind of physical consequences, one might think. We've already got all kinds of sanctions, but I think they're trying to use some tough talk. But I don't know that it's going to curtail Kim Jong-un from going to see Putin and them striking up some kind of deal for something, whether it be using military soldiers or other kind of materiel.
Nothing is going to curtail Kim Jong-un. He's going to do whatever he feels like doing, except maybe if China tells him to do something a certain way, because he's suddenly getting in bed with the Chinese and the Russians with this military drill that they're going to have together.
Right. It becomes like an unholy alliance, basically. And this happens, Captain, I think, because, you know, when your enemies and your foes feel empowered, then they're going to start doing like just what you're saying. They're just going to kind of go to town and do whatever they want to do. If you have a president, whether they be Republican or Democrat, as long as they are tough on these foes and on the world stage, hopefully that tamps that down a little bit. But we don't have that right now.
Now, there is a standoff going on in Washington, D.C. right now, that's a polite way to put it, over the AUKUS agreement, which is intended to draw Australia, Korea, and the United States, the three countries' defense industries, closer together by helping Australia develop its own nuclear-powered submarine, while sharing top-secret technology amongst the allies. And that's being held up by our Congress.
Yes, exactly. You know, obviously, you know, you've got these blocks forming again, you know, and strengthening, and maybe that's a better word. And so we have to do exactly the same thing.
Hmm. Yes. Okay. And the Air Force has eased some of their restrictions on their airmen taking HIV prevention pills. Now, the change is aimed to keep more service members in the air and in uniform, the service said. They're taking pills, which is supposed to keep them from getting HIV.
That's right. That's right. These pills that they were, this is easing up after some 5 years after it was first approved, I believe.
And by the way, before I turn it back over to you for a second here, Russia says that Southeast Ukraine is now the main focus of fighting in the war in the Ukraine, that the southeastern part of Ukraine is the prize.
Interesting, because we've been talking about that almost since day one.
That's
what is
right.
Putin going to really want? In other words, what will he, for lack of a better term, settle for in all of this?
Now we know. Okay, go ahead.
Now we know.
Go ahead.
Well, Captain, we got a story actually coming out of California. KABC's local ABC affiliate, they're reporting that, you know, California, of course, is the home to maybe the largest number of active duty military personnel and veterans in the nation, but they are taking a look at how they're taxed when they retire from the armed forces. So now, with this, they've got a state assembly bill working its way through the California legislature that aims to exempt retirees and their surviving spouses from paying state income tax on military pensions for the next decade. Now, we understand that I think California is one of three states in the nation that actually fully taxes your veterans' pensions. And so this would be a great step forward in making sure vets can keep more of their money that they deserve.
Well, why am I not surprised that it's California that's taxing them at 100% to begin with? Why am I not surprised?
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah, but here's this is actually something in California that's happening that's actually pretty good and hopefully good for our vets.
Well, it will be, and hopefully they'll do it, and hopefully you'll take a stand and say to somebody, say, hey, this is a no-brainer, just do it.
Exactly right, exactly right. And
you can tell Jimmy Smith that.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we could ask him about that. Obviously, you know, the vets need something. I mean, we all know about, like, you have the VA loans and things like that, and all those things are good because these people have served their country at great risk to themselves, and they may even have come back with injuries, and they're wounded. They have something for the rest of their life, and it's the least we can do, right? And,
yeah.
You know, obviously, we need to do more.
Yeah, we give them a hunting and fishing license. You might as well help them out a little better than that.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with more Kyle Warren and myself here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Thursday morning edition. We've got a lot more to talk about here, and we'll get it all cranked up here in just a second. I shall return. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, on deck.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive, and in particular, the Moss Acura dealer on North Ford Avenue here in Tampa. Now, the Moss Acura dealer is located right beside the Moss Nissan dealership, so you get a twofer up there. You get Nissan on one side and the Acura dealer on the other side. And in case you haven't heard, the You Serve, You Save program started with Moss Family Automotive. That's where all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighter, or police, and church pastors too, get afforded a great deal for your service to the community. And you got to make sure to do that. You tell them the captain sent you, and voila, there you are. Of course, it helps if you have ID with you, too. But don't forget that along with the You Serve, You Save program, they also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. As long as you own it, you'll get free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And you can find out more by going to the website Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, Acura.com. Check it out. See what they have to offer. Check out all the great things that they're doing and tell them the captain sent you. Okay. First of all, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And secondly, from beautiful downtown Long Island, where he may be having Taylor Pork Roll on his on his English muffin. It's none other than Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you having Taylor pork roll today?
No. Just had a protein bar not too long ago.
Okay, all right. Well, that'll work. Listen, we had somebody, we were talking about oil, and we were talking about how Russia and, let's see, who was the other one there? Saudi Arabia are cutting back more in their production, and the oil prices shot up and all that stuff. And then it was being mentioned by one of our callers and our guests at the time, Denise Simon, that we're using more oil out of Venezuela. Well, an interesting point about Venezuela, and I remember when this happened, so thank you, James, in Clearwater, for telling me this. Do you remember when Russia turned around and bought the oil interest, Citgo, Watchdog, and Kitty Hawk from Maduro, and they decided they were going to reap the benefits themselves and pay for all the expenses and take the revenue pretty much and then give a percentage back to Maduro? You remember that?
I know they made an investment. I didn't know that they owned the whole thing or not. I mean, we still have Citgo gas stations all over the country.
Yep.
But, there hasn't been a lot of focus in regards to, we were, rah-rah getting rid of Maduro for a while, and that's kind of gone away now that you've got, sanctions put on Russia and other, actually, South American and East countries are actually pulling away from oil development.
Yep.
The interesting about Venezuelan oil is the crude itself is very, very heavy.
Yep.
And it can't be refined in a lot of places, and we're one of the people that can actually refine that oil. But, with that being said, they're not going to be able to really make up for based upon the problems that they have in infrastructure there in Venezuela. They don't have the type of production that they used to be capable of doing. They're not going to be able to make up for these production cuts. They're a member of OPEC as well. And, they say, okay, we're going to pump out only this. And I'm sure they're going to cheat to some degree, but it's not going to be any respite for, these, higher prices that we're seeing right now. And the ultimate goal, Saudi Arabia wants to get oil, above $100.
They're getting closer. They're getting closer.
Well, interestingly enough, it was just, about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, the Saudi oil, behemoth. I mean, it's the biggest company in the world, mm-hmm. bigger than Apple. Aramco. They wanted to have another, $50 billion stock sale. This with oil prices going up, that helps in regards to that stock sale. It was an interesting, it's the number one story today in the Wall Street Journal is, how Saudi Arabia has the Middle East has become the world's ATM. They're making so much money over there, and they're financing companies and buying into things all over the globe. Many of their investments not working out to that great degree. I mean, they were major investors in Credit Suisse before that thing went under. You see those fancy electric cars that are built here in the United States, Lucid. That's a major investment from Saudi Arabia. And many things, real estate on through. I mean, they have a faucet full of cash coming out because, everyone's buying fossil fuels and, we decided that we're getting away from that here in the United States and the globe is not getting away from it. So, they're reaping the benefits.
Well, they've got one big problem headed their way, and they've yet to figure out the truck problem. They're not going to be able to get it figured out until they can see how they can get a truck that's going to go at least 500 miles or more on an electric charge, because if you can't do it, you're going to add to the freight times, which is going to add to the freight charges, which is going to raise the price of everything back up again. But anyway, that's a story for another day. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Bill Gates, because suddenly we find out he's dumped $95 million, of all places, into Bud Light.
It's pocket change to him. And again, it's not a big investment for Bill Gates, quite frankly. So, probably he saw, stock came down and said, hey, listen, I'm going to, pick this up on the cheap and, the story's eventually going to go away. So, that was probably the move based upon that. He's just buying the outstanding stock. It's not like he's refinancing the company.
Well, he's got $1 billion worth of stock in Heineken beer, Heineken Holdings.
It's a beer business, you know, happens to be a pretty good one. And, you decide to put about, less than $100 million into InBev. Mm-hmm. Again, I don't know how his advisors structure his investments, but it's not that big of a deal for him.
Okay. Kyle.
Hey, Chris, what do you think about this UAW potential strike? Number one, do you think they're going to be able to come to any kind of agreement with the way that the car market is going right now? I mean, it just seems to be astronomical to even to buy a vehicle at all, new or used.
They're kind of holding the administration, current administration, feet to the fire, and, holding up support for Joe Biden based upon, this contract is, in my opinion, I think it's patently absurd. You want to get paid for a 40-hour work week and only work 32 hours and 46% raise over the next 4 years. Not to mention the fact you take a look at the stock prices of the big automakers here in the United States, and it's bad. It's almost like going back to the, I don't know if you remember back in the 1990s. I was reminded of this yesterday. Where they were worried about, the productivity and, robots coming into it. They started that jobs bank where, they ordered these automakers to continue to pay people not to work and to put them into a jobs bank. Well, the production of electric vehicles does not involve the amount of workers as it does for combustion engine vehicles, and they're concerned, about that as well. So, we're looking right now, for all intents and purposes, at because the Biden administration just ordered another $12 billion in retrofitting, helping automakers retrofit their plants to make electric vehicles. That's a bailout. That's taxpayer money being given to another private concern to help them run their business because their business is being ordered by the government to run in a way that's not going to be profitable. So, again, people are like, oh, yeah, auto bailout works. No, it didn't work. I mean, these are companies that, in many, based upon regulations, are extensions of the government to some degree. It was also interesting as well that actually, some of the European automakers came out and said, hey, listen, you got to force us to make electric vehicles. We're going to be out of business within the next 10 years. And that's BMW and Mercedes. Okay, BMW and Mercedes are saying these things. The requirements that you're putting on us is going to put us out of business.
Indeed.
Keep going, Kyle.
Well, Chris, just real quick here, Captain and I were talking earlier this morning about, things that are being made in China right now, manufactured there. Is there anything on the horizon that would actually bring major manufacturing or things that have been offloaded to China over the last many years to ever come back to the United States, or is that a pipe dream, do you think?
Well, I mean, they have been, and it's not just the United States. It's also, trouble with...
Okay, you're getting cut off there, Chris. I'm sorry, but we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel. So have yourself a great day, and that's what happens, this automated stuff. Kyle, you hang on. Folks are coming back, top of the hour. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright going to be with us. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.